In a special council meeting, Tenneke residents expressed concerns around conservation and public access to land that would be privatized and potentially developed if the bill passes. Community member Molly Kemp said she was frustrated that the bill does not include proposed protections for other federal lands near Tenneke, which residents had pushed for.
What's on the table is a reality that no one is given an inch on what Tenneke has asked for. And this is, you're talking about this bill passing in its current condition, the exact same thing we've been opposing for decades.
Others were concerned about the lack of clarity around the potential corporation's shareholders. Councilmember Craig Mapes wondered who the shareholders of a corporation in Tenneke would be. Tenneke has the smallest Alaska Native population out of the five communities.
You know, it looks like a two-family corporation.
Tenneke is not the first community to raise questions about the bill. Petersburg has also been divided over the issue, with questions about land access and conservation. Councilmember Rudy Zeal said, regardless of amendments, he doesn't support privatizing public lands.
I mean, I personally will never support taking public lands and giving them to a corporation. I mean, I wouldn't do it for BP. I wouldn't do it for Weyerhaeuser. I wouldn't do it for Greenpeace, regardless of what the end results are. I think that public lands should remain public.
The final resolution states that the city of Tenneke Springs is, quote, adamantly opposed to the bill, and that they will, quote, work diligently to see that it is not passed until adequate conservation measures are included. The resolution was unanimously approved. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.